Mary Barber and her husband opened Old River Inn Restaurant and Brewery near the end of Kodiak's road system back in 2011. It's only open in the summer, and normally at this time of year, she says they'd be serving dinner 5 days a week to intrepid road trippers, hungry after exploring the island's furthest beaches. But this summer's been a little different.
Well, unfortunately, we're only able to be open Friday and Saturday evenings for dinner, and we are trying something new with brunch on Sundays.
The restaurant is extremely short-staffed, both for front and back of the house positions. Old River offers wages starting at $25 an hour for kitchen staff, plus room and board. But Barber says they haven't even received applicants. That hasn't dissuaded diners, however, who have kept coming. Barber says they had to take out tables and start recommending reservations. After navigating COVID, it's incredibly frustrating. And she says cutting service ultimately cuts into their bottom line.
The revenue we are getting right now due to not being able to open longer hours or staff is less than when we first opened in 2011.
Old River isn't the only restaurant having a hard time finding summer employees. A popular Kodiak community Facebook page is filled with posts telling the same story. A diner that no longer offers lunch service, a brand new restaurant that closed the weekend after it opened, all due to staffing issues.
I know another restaurant in town thought about having to close on the weekends because they couldn't get kitchen staff.
Neil Freed is an economist with Alaska's Department of Labor and Workforce Development. He says staffing shortages aren't unique to restaurants on Kodiak Island.
I mean, this is really a national thing. It's not even an Alaska thing. But it does exist all over the state.
The it he's referring to are worker shortages being pushed to the extreme in some industries because of record low unemployment. Freed says it's been going on for more than a year now, but summer hiring season in Alaska has exacerbated the problem.
So suddenly starting in the summertime, we need this giant workforce that we try to assemble every year. And a lot of that part of that workforce comes from somewhere else in the country, and that rest of the country is already experiencing, you know, labor shortages. So that even makes it more extreme up here.
And it's not just the little guys feeling the hiring pinch. Raymond LeGrew opened Henry's Great Alaskan Restaurant in downtown Kodiak about 30 years ago, and his family have owned restaurants on Kodiak Island since before statehood. Staff make competitive wages, according to LeGrew, and he's handed out bonuses to workers that made it through the pandemic. That's been great for keeping staff over the years, says LeGrew, but 38 people work at Henry's during the summer, and finding new workers has been challenging.
Got some people that have been there for 10 and 20 years. They don't go to another restaurant, but finding people who are energetic and willing to work and want to work and have some basic people skills, it's not that easy anymore.
Economist Freed says that's partially true. When the job market is good, like it is now, workers tend to look for new jobs, and there are other forces at play, too. Freed calls it all odd and interesting and says economists are still trying to understand the post-pandemic dynamics. For now, that's little help to restaurant owners on Kodiak Island with help wanted signs hanging in their windows. Although both Barber and LeGrew say they're grateful for customers that are still coming, and they'll make it through. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.